This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A red alert remains in effect, according to Sheriff Steve Jeffrey, for a missing Cushman woman. She is 71-year-old Anna Faye Cowden. Ms. Cowden's a diabetic. Sheriff Jeffrey is asking you to be on the lookout for a white 1993 Toyota Camry with license plate 409JZF. Here's a little bit more about the car that may help you. The passenger side mirror is duct taped, and the passenger side, there's a hubcap missing on the passenger side. If you see the vehicle or Ms. Cowden, contact the Independence County Sheriff's Department. The sheriff said Ms. Cowden's sugar level was very high Saturday night. You know, that causes confusions and other problems. She left her residence in the vehicle, left her purse at home sometime between 11 p.m. Saturday night and 7 a.m. Sunday morning. So, she has no identification on her. The sheriff said his officers and volunteers searched all day yesterday on the ground and from the air as well, and are doing the same thing today. Sheriff Jeffrey said a command post has been set up at the community center in Cushman. And a Pineville, Arkansas man has been charged in Izard County with several felonies and misdemeanors, and authorities are looking for him. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said 25-year-old Carl Benjamin Van Atter burglarized a Jesse Watson residence on Corinth Road near Pineville on June 11th. Lawrence said Van Atter stole gold coins and other items at that residence. Lawrence said his department broke the case when Van Atter pawned a $20 gold piece at a pawn shop near Batesville. The sheriff said both charges lodged against Van Atter are felonies. In addition, Lawrence said another theft in the Pineville area is also tied to him. It was a break-in of a storage building owned by Ronnie Parnell. Lawrence said the owner of a Viola residence said Van Atter brought some items there. In that case, Van Atter is charged with felony and a misdemeanor. He remains at large, and his bond has been set at $35,000. Anyone with knowledge of Van Atter's whereabouts should get that information to Sheriff Tate Lawrence or one of his deputies. And the Independence County Sheriff's Department took a report Sunday evening of another missing person. Deputy Philip Pickett said he was dispatched to the 1800 block of Line Street concerning the whereabouts of 50-year-old Larry W. Patterson of the Newark area. Patterson's brother David told police he last saw his brother last Thursday at their residence on Thomas Creek Road near Newark. Patterson said his mother, Ethel Cole, received a phone call Saturday from an unknown caller that said, quote, "You probably won't be seeing him anymore. He's gone," unquote. David Patterson told authorities his brother may be with a man who has a history of violence and carries a handgun with him. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey would not release the name of the man or his suspected location. He said the case is under active investigation. Jeffrey also asked the public to inform the sheriff's office if they see or know the whereabouts of Larry W. Patterson. In other news, Sharp County Judge Larry W. Brown said a burn ban for Sharp County has been issued effective today and will remain in effect until Sharp County experiences significant rainfall. Judge Brown also said the Sharp County Courthouse will be closed next Monday, October 10th, in observance of Columbus Day. And this under Attention Farmers. The deadline is approaching for rice farmers to submit claims in order to share in the settlement of a lawsuit against Bayer Crop Science over genetically modified rice. Bayer has agreed to a $750 million settlement. Farmers have until October 10th, next Monday, to submit claims. Attorney Richard Kaufman represents hundreds of farmers and landowners in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas in the lawsuit. He said if a farmer planted 500 acres of rice for every year from 2006 to 2010, he'd collect $155,000 at $310 per acre. Plus, farmers can collect if the contaminated rice forced them to plant another crop that didn't pay as well.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.